Hello, community. This is the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health, and I am your host, Tim Davis. Today, we're sitting down with Decatur Health's medical director, Dr. Craig Bartriff, just to see how things are going at the hospital. Basically, just checking in. Hello, Dr. Bartriff, and how are you doing today?
Good.
We are in the middle of flu season with COVID ever looming over us. How are things going out there in the hospital treating this?
It is good. I think the thing right now, we've had a chance to get educated on how to approach the needs of COVID and the care of patients. I think the general public has gotten better educated on what to expect and how to also take care of themselves if they have it, if they don't have it. Just one of those things that as we move along, we've gotten better at handling the issue is what's happened with us. The thing that we have noticed, though, is that just recently we've had a small outbreak of COVID in our community, but those people have all done well. They had to be hospitalized. They've done well at home, and they're doing okay without any real complications. And that's just because we know better how to handle it. They know what to expect and how to get care and recognize things early in the whole process. Throughout the season, though, I can say that COVID hasn't been as much of a problem as it has been in other years. We have seen a real increase in the influenza and a little bit RSV, but the big thing is influenza has really increased throughout this season compared to what it has been previous years.
Cool, and we're better prepared for it.
Correct.
We recently lost a provider and a very dear friend to the hospital in this community. How is that impacting things around here?
Well, as you would expect, it has impacted us in many, many ways. And not only when you lose a good provider, a good friend, a significant person in your life, it affects you that way personally. The other thing, too, is it also affects you professionally. And I can say that the whole community, not only the medical community, but the community as a whole has stepped up and been very helpful. We've had to learn how to fill in her absence and get things done, which we have done. Her patients that have been with her for a lot of years have learned to do things a little different, provide help. We've been trying to help them so that they can adjust, but we're getting through it like you do everything.
Again, I'm sitting down with Dr. Craig Bartriff, Decatur Health's medical director. Some folks have probably noticed younger people around here lately, and the question I have is, are we a teaching facility like you see on TV, like Grey's Anatomy and those? And are we going to be seeing more of these students around here?
I can say that, yes, we have gotten into being a teaching facility. When I came here approximately 8 years ago, we didn't have students of any kind. As one thing that we felt at that period of time, the administrative personnel and myself, is that in order to hopefully get more healthcare providers in this area, we need to get more exposure to the younger generation that's getting trained. And so we have gotten involved with the physician assistance program, both in Kansas and in Nebraska, where we get students. We've gotten involved with the medical students out of Kansas Medical School. We've gotten involved with the nurse practitioner programs. We've also gotten involved with the medical assistant programs in the community colleges. So you're going to find all kinds of students here when you come to Decatur Health. Also, you're going to find that we are maybe going to have more than one student at a time. We also are filled up, I can tell you that, for all this year. We were filled up all last year, so 12 months out of the year, we have students. And sometimes we have two students at a time, which is really kind of neat to have, because sometimes we have the advanced practitioner students, which is now encompassing, meaning nurse practitioners and physician assistants, along with the medical students. So it's kind of fun to see them learn how they are getting educated, how they have to work together for when they actually do get out and practice their profession, how they're going to have to interact with each other and what they can expect out of each other also at the same time. But no, we've been very fortunate. Medical assistants students, they are the ones that will learn to help you in the office. They can do various things, anywhere from used to be type dictation, which we don't dictate much anymore. It's mostly on a computer, but yet you still have coding. You still have to learn how to get vital signs on patients. You still have to learn how to room patients. You still have to learn about drawing blood and processing laboratory specimens. it kind of encompasses the whole practice of in the office and that. So, and the other thing that we want to get them out here is because it exposes them to rural medicine and rural communities, you know, so that they learn what goes on in the smaller communities instead of the big white ivory towers and everything else, you know, and what good things we have to offer for working in an area like this.
It's a little different than in a big city.
And when you get out in the rural area, you have to, in small areas like this, be a jack of all trades, but a master of none. And you got to learn to understand
that. Is there anything else you would like to leave for our listeners before we sign off?
Well, hopefully the listeners and the community feel that we've been doing a good job for them. If they have any concerns or needs that they would like to bring up to us, please do so. Anything we can do to provide more services, better services to you, please let any of the staff and people involved with the Decatur Health System know about it. We're more than happy to try and meet the needs and accommodate everybody. We think we maybe know all the needs, but there's lots of times things out there that we just plain don't realize or know about.
Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Bartriff, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Craig Bartriff, our medical director here at Decatur Health. If anyone has any questions for Dr. Bartriff or would like to schedule an appointment with him, call our family practice clinic at 785-475-2015 and schedule something with our nurses. Stay tuned for the next installment of the Medical Minute to keep informed on what's going on at the hospital. I am Tim Davis, and this has been the Medical Minute, brought to you by Decatur Health. And remember, Decatur Health is where compassion and healing come together.